right. This morning you can turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 18 and then put a thumb in there and then also go to 1 Corinthians 16 verse 19. And we're going to read about a ministry couple by the name of Priscilla and Aquila. Now we've been doing this whole study on women of the Bible and we're not done yet. We've had a few more requests come in for different women of the Bible. We have a few weeks left of this yet. But today's focus is on Priscilla. Now the thing is with Priscilla, you never get anywhere in Scripture without her husband, Aquila, that's with her. And so this message will be a combination today. It'll be about a ministry couple is what we're going to learn about, what that might look like as we go through life. And so that's where we want to start today. Now, I couldn't give you every Scripture around Priscilla and Aquila, but I'm going to give you a little snapshot of their life. They moved a lot. You're going to figure this out when we read and we jump around. So if you want to know more about Priscilla and Aquila, go home and read the entirety of Acts 18. There's other scripture as well. I think there's some maybe in Timothy. We're going to read a little bit about in Corinthians, all about Priscilla and Aquila and their ministry. They're tied in with Paul. They did a lot of ministry with the Apostle Paul when they moved from city to city. And so they're going to start out in Rome. So I'm going to give you this ahead of time as we read. And then there's going to be some injustices going on in Rome. And so they're going to leave the city and they're going to go to Corinth. They're going to minister in Corinth a while. Then they're going to go to Ephesus. They're going to minister in Ephesus for a while. And then they're eventually going to return to Rome where they started. They take a full circle over their lifetime and they do ministry in all these different places. So with that snapshot now, let's read kind of what's going on with their lives. Acts 18 verses 1 through 3 this morning. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked with them. And then jump to verse 24, and let's read 24 through 26. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the Scriptures. Now, Apollos would be a pastor today, and so he came to them. And so you'll see that Priscilla and Aquila have a pretty big impact on this preacher's life. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. Now, he didn't fall short there. He just needed to hear more about the life and ministry of Jesus because he didn't know that very well because he wasn't associated with them. And so Aquila and Priscilla took it upon themselves to teach Apollos the ways of Jesus as well. Now turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. By this point now, they've come full circle. They're all the way back to Rome now. And so now hear what's going on as they return to Rome. The churches in the province of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord. And so does the church that meets at their house. So that's pretty key that the church meets there at their house. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we learn about this ministry couple this morning, Lord, we come with excitement knowing that you're going to teach us something new and fresh today. And Lord, you call us to be in ministry too in our lives. Lord, you call us as a church. You call us as couples. You call us as teams to go out and to share your love. And Lord, may these words be your words today and not my own. And I pray you fill me with that Holy Spirit. And for those that have gathered here today, Lord, may you open their hearts and their minds and their souls to receive your message. In Jesus, I pray, amen. I'd like to introduce to you some other great couples this morning. And this is a little bit of a fun time. You can laugh if you want and giggle a little bit, but we're going to go back in history just a little bit. And I'm going to show you some pictures of some couples today as we are discussing ministry couples such as Aquila and Priscilla. So here's your first picture today. Does anybody know who that couple is up there? Take a guess. Some of you up close will know because you can see it quite well. Who we got? Yes, Jesse and Melissa Mosher on their wedding day. There's our first one. Here's our next one. How many years ago was that? Put them on the spot over there. 18? Very good. Here's the next couple right here. Notice the person that is dressed in the black has brown hair yet. Yeah. So those were days before I had my gray hair set in. So that will be 20 years ago in November that picture was taken for me and Dory. I have another couple that I want to show to you this morning. See if you can get this one. Got to look close. Who's this couple here? Chad and Jody Van Regenmorter. How many years ago was this, Chad and Jody? 23 years ago that this was taken. All right, we're not done yet. We got a few more to go through. And as we go, by the way, we are going back in years, okay? Here's the next couple. Take notice to what the colors look like back then. Anybody guess who that is? James and Bonnie Van Ginkle. James, how many years has it been? 34 years that they've been married. So I think this would be back to the 80s. All right, here's the next couple. Any guess who that would be? I know some of you know. No? Ken and Eileen Denikus. Ken and Eileen, how many years ago would have that been? 42 years ago that this couple would have been married. Here's the next couple. Does anybody guess who that is? Marv and Bev Arp. Marv, how many years ago was this picture taken? 50 plus. Uh-oh. Not quite to 51. Very good. So over 50 years that this couple has been married. And so I just wanted to have a little fun with you this morning about what ministry looks like. And you know, these couples have ministered, just as you have ministered out there. But we're talking about a couple in the Bible this morning that ministered for their entire lifetime, Aquila and Priscilla. And so let's talk about them this morning in Scripture. How many times is Priscilla's name mentioned in the Bible? Any guesses when you find these two in the Bible? If you were to dig through Scripture, you would find them six times in Scripture where they're talked about, they're doing ministry in a certain area, or they're meeting with certain people. How many times is her name mentioned alone without her husband's name? Any guess? Zero. Exactly. They're always together. Anywhere in Scripture you find them, they're together doing ministry. Their names are always together. So, zero. What did they have in common with Paul before they met? What did they do for a living? What did they do? They were tent makers. Exactly. You've seen that in the children's message this morning. More than likely, they used animal hides or skins that they'd make a tent out of because they did not have the fabrics that we have today. And so they would do that. Paul did the same thing. Here's another interesting fact I want to talk to you about. If you turn to those six stories that are mentioned in the Bible, Aquila's name is mentioned three times at the beginning, Aquila and Priscilla, and then the other three are mentioned the other way around. Priscilla and Aquila come together. What an interesting fact, isn't it? So kind of hold on to that tidbit as you think about what does that have significance with as you look at Scripture. Why would that be important? That those names are reversed, but they're equal. When you think about that. In the year 52 AD, we read the beginning of the book of Acts. The Roman Emperor Claudius, he issued an edict expelling all the Jews from Rome. So the problem was is that the Jews were creating problems with Christians and things are getting out of hand. And Claudius, he was getting sick of it. And he said, you know, you Jews, you need to go. You guys, you create problems here in Rome. We're sick of these things. And so he said, the Jews, you need to leave. So Priscilla and Aquila, even though they're a good couple, they still were Jews yet. They believed in Jesus' work, but yet they held on to some of those old ways and so on. And so they also had to leave the city of Rome. And so they fled, and they left to the city of Corinth, where they began to do other ministry and stuff. And we'll get into that in just a little bit. Now, we don't know for certain when they became Christians. We know that they grew up Jewish. We know that somewhere along the line, they understood and they knew a little bit about who Jesus was while they lived in Rome. They lived amongst Christians in Rome. But we're not sure when they left Rome if they were really deep into Scripture and they understood what Jesus' ministry was about and they embraced the Christian faith. We don't know that. But we know by the time that they got to Corinth, they began to grow in Christianity. They began to understand the work of Jesus Christ in the world and what that looked like and what that meant for their salvation. And so they began to understand this. Now let me share with you a couple other things about Priscilla and Aquila so you can get kind of a background. Now her name means primitive. So do not go home and ever use this against your wife. She's not primitive, right? But Priscilla was primitive. Now, that can mean old or been around for a while, but there's other things. We think of original comes to mind. Venerable, she commanded respect by virtue of her age. She had dignity, she had character, and she had position within the community. People knew her, people understood her. People more than likely went to visit her, maybe for help or guidance in their lives. And not to leave Aquila out, but Aquila means eagle. Now, I didn't do a lot of research on Aquila as the man in this relationship, but it means eagle, just for your understanding and knowledge this morning. Now, we know that this couple is always mentioned together. And they did some marvelous work together in their lives. And you can read more about that if you look in these scriptures, and later on you get some time to do that. But the fact that Priscilla's name and Aquila's name is mentioned first in the exact amount of times probably leads us to think of two things. You know, I talked to you about Aquila's mentioned three times, Priscilla's mentioned three times, and there's equal. And so I think we get this picture that in ministry, this couple was equal. They did things together. They both had knowledge of the Scriptures. They both were able to lead people and talk, and they were intelligent in their ways. They understood the ways of God. So let's take a look at the events in their lives, what they get involved with, and what can we learn from these things. And I think there's a couple key things that we see in their lives that we need to understand as well. They work together, right? How many of you in here could work with your wife day in and day out? Nobody's going to raise their hand today, right? Because we don't want to get into that kind of trouble. But they work together day in and day out. Now, for some couples, that goes very well. But for most of us, it probably doesn't, does it? And that's okay. But they work together often. They ministered together. You notice in the book of Corinthians, their home was a house church. They invited people in. They were active in their community. People knew they could go there to learn about Jesus Christ. They could probably get prayer there. It was always open. They ministered together as a couple for Jesus Christ. And they're mentioned together always. And so we see just a true model couple here in Scripture of what maybe even marriage should look like. And what that looks like as far as biblically an understanding of that, who it's between. I won't go very deep in that today, but we see who marriage should be between. We see how it should work in the eyes of our Lord as they minister to those in need and the way they live their lives and so on. A true model couple. When one reads the New Testament, and I know many of you know it and understand it very well, it is striking how few of couples are mentioned in the first century church. You can't find very many. You'll see stories the Bible speaks of men. You'll see stories that the Bible speaks of women who do things and God uses them. But very seldom do we find a ministry couple that is active in doing God's work. But here we do. A great example, the best example that we could find in Scripture of what that might look like today for us. Aquila and Priscilla stand out. Now, well, here's another interesting fact I want to share with you this morning. Their profession, you know that they're tent makers, you know that Paul is a tent maker, but God uses their profession to connect Priscilla and Aquila with Paul. Now, what do we know about Paul at this point? What kind of man is Paul? What's his mission? What's his goal in life? He's become a Christian at this point. What is his goal to let people know? Who about? Educate others about who Jesus is. And somehow, Paul gets to town. He realizes that he needs to have a job because there was no church in these areas yet. It was pretty pagan and so on, and maybe even Jewish. And so there's a lot of work to do. Somehow Paul gets connected with Aquila and Priscilla. I imagine he probably went down to the local coffee shop and said, you know, I'm looking for some work. Where can you guide me? Who else does this kind of work? And people begin to talk. Oh, yeah, you know, so-and-so down the street over there, they're tent makers. Maybe you should visit with them. And this relationship comes together. Because of the work that they're in, because of their profession that they do together. Now you got to realize, now Paul, he's just coming off his one of his tours, one of his crusades of telling people about Jesus Christ, and he arrives in Corinth. And we're well aware that Paul, he's worked for a living. We know what he does. And so the Lord brings them together. Priscilla was hospitable. So much that she invites Paul to come in and live with them. And they begin to do ministry together. It becomes a lasting friendship. And it goes on for centuries, I can about imagine. Or decades, I mean. As they move from town to town, they spend their lives ministering to people of God. And so we see God using Priscilla's hospitality to put his plans into action, to further the church here on earth. Now, how many of you would have enjoyed living with Paul? Can you imagine the stories that Paul might have been able to tell Priscilla and Aquila? Where he'd been, the things he experienced, the filling of the Holy Spirit, teaching them God's ways. This is where we really think we see that Aquila and Priscilla really took hold of Christianity when Paul moved in with them, and he lived with them for how long? Anybody catch that today? 18 months, year and a half, Paul lived with them, slept under the same roof as them, probably ministered to them, taught them the ways of God, the ways of Jesus, and so on in ministry. They kind of became his students. And they were probably at some point filled with that same passion that Paul had. He's on fire with the Holy Spirit to let people know about who Jesus Christ was. Priscilla and Aquila, they caught this fire. And they began to minister right along with Paul in these communities that they were living in. They became very strong in the word and knowledge. And so we see God use Priscilla and Aquila to launch some great ministries throughout the world. And so let me ask you this question this morning. It's on the bottom of the screen. Here's a little challenge for you. How does God use your profession to connect you to people? Think about that for a moment. Who does God connect you with on a daily basis when you go about your day in your business? Who do you meet? Who do you talk to? It might be the same people day after day after day. It might be new people that come into you every day. But that's how Aquila and Priscilla met with Paul. And you might see where I'm going here, is that you have a duty then. At what points do you get to share the love of Christ with those that you come into contact with? Now, obviously, you can't, if you're working at a reception counter, you can't just invite somebody into your office or the counter and say, hey, let me tell you about Jesus, because you know that's not going to work. There are other ways to do that, that you must be more refined and get to know them and maybe welcome them in or whatever you do. But you have a responsibility, like Aquila and Priscilla and Paul, to talk with those people. It's called discipleship. That's the number one thing that Jesus wanted us to understand. Matthew 28, verse 11 and so on says, you must go out and make disciples of all nations. That means all people, whether you like them or not, whether you stereotype them or not, you need to tell them. Little challenge for you this morning as you live out life. Now, in your mind, I know all of you are thinking, man, I'm going to meet with so-and-so tomorrow, and I know what the week looks like, and that scares me. That's okay. That's okay. God will be with you, and you'll be blessed by it. Let's move on here a little bit in the story this morning. So they minister in Corinth. They're under the work of Paul, and Paul has shared life with them. Now it's time to move on. They left Corinth, and they followed Paul to Ephesus. And if you read between the lines in Scripture, they're not sure why they had to leave Corinth. But God said, you know, Priscilla and Aquila, you need to go to Ephesus now. And I'm not going to tell you what you're going to do there, but you just go there. How many of you would pack up today and without a job and you'd move to Des Moines? Anybody? They traveled 250 miles to the next destination between Corinth and Ephesus. Where does 250 miles put you on today? You got Des Moines. Would you get to Minneapolis? Maybe Grand Island, Nebraska? Maybe Pierre, South Dakota? They got up and they moved to a whole new community where they knew no one by God's leading. Now that takes faith. Because God said, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to have you do when you get there until you get there. That's a little scary, isn't it? That's what it's like to follow Christ. You need to get out of the boat once in a while. You need to get out there and be where it's maybe a little scary on the edge, or you don't always understand, or maybe you're uncomfortable, but that's where God wants us to live. Some of you haven't even got off the shore yet, let alone get into the boat. And God says, I need you to travel and get out of the boat once in a while to share the love of Christ with others. This is Aquila and Priscilla. They're ministering to the people. So they come to Ephesus and they start to minister to the people of God. You know, you look at this story of how God used people. You can go all the way back to the Old Testament. Look what he did with Abraham and Sarah. They traveled. I think they even lived in tents. Now, I'm not telling you that you need to live in a tent. But they shared the love of God, the love of Christ throughout their world. They followed God's plan. And so it's our job to follow God's plan, to pray about that plan. If you don't know what that plan is, then pray about that plan, that He may reveal that to you. This becomes a key move for Aquila and Priscilla. Remember, I told you that God did not reveal this to them, but they get there and they come across this man by the name of Apollos. Now, what did I tell you about who Apollos is? Who is he? He's a Jew, but he's a preacher, right? He understands the Old Testament very well. He understood John the Baptist and that whole having to be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit and all that. But he didn't know the ministry of Jesus very well. But he was an extraordinary preacher of the Word of God. He preached with fervor. He preached with the Spirit. And people began to be saved by him. You can about imagine what his churches were like when he preached in the synagogue. It was probably exciting, and people would come to hear him preach and so on. Lives were changed. And Aquila and Priscilla, they'd sit in this church service, and they said, this guy is filled with the Spirit, but he needs to know more. And this goes on in Ephesus, by the way. As soon as they went to church that morning, they understood their mission of why they had to go to Ephesus. Because they took Apollos in and they said, you know, we can help your ministry. Let us teach you what Paul taught us. Ding, ding, ding. Discipleship again, huh? Paul taught Aquila and Priscilla. Aquila and Priscilla teach Apollos to teach the Word of God. Discipleship in action. Now they knew why they went to Ephesus. You know, you read that scripture in Acts 18, verse 26, you get this tone that, you know, maybe they had to correct Apollos when it says this in scripture. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. Like he was doing something wrong. We might get that image, but that was not it at all. They actually said, we have more to add to your ministry that people need to hear from you. They encouraged. They probably prayed for him. They probably upheld him. Blessed him. They probably provided for him as they continued to make their tents and to do their work. They shared what Paul had taught them. You know, Aquila and Priscilla, they weren't the big, accomplished, out in the limelight type of people. They were the quiet, probably stayed around home quite a bit, made tents, visited with their neighbors, kept a low profile. But when they seen opportunity to expand the kingdom, they took advantage of it. Apollos, you got to come hang out and have supper with me. Let us tell you a few things that we know about the scriptures. When's the last time that you've had somebody to your house with the intention of encouraging them, of bringing them in and sharing life with them? Priscilla had that hospitality. Some of you have great hospitality. Do not connect hospitality with a clean house, by the way. That is not biblical. Now, if you want to have a clean house, I'm fine with that. But hospitality means that your door is always open at any time. Even when the dishes aren't done, or there's stuff all over the living room floor, you're hospitable. So who are you pouring your life into? Because Paul poured into Aquila and Priscilla. Aquila and Priscilla, they poured into Apollos. Apollos probably poured into a whole bunch more people. And the thing kept going on for some 2,000 years. And here we are yet today. Pouring into people. See, it's never stopped. You choose whether you want to be a part of it or not. And I hope that you choose, yeah, I do. I want to be a part of this. I want to see the kingdom grow. I want to see people's lives get changed. I want to see the broken be healed by Jesus. And so we have a job as a church, as a people, to support one another, to support each other with the gifts that we have, because we are all on the same team. Sometimes I wonder if we're always on the same team. But our goal is to get as many people to heaven as possible through the Word of God. And we might have different avenues of getting them there, but it's all the work of God. Here's another point about Aquila and Priscilla. Now we've moved from Rome. We've moved to Corinth. We've been to Ephesus now. And now we're going to make another jump again. And by the way, they had home churches in these towns where they lived, all except Rome. We don't know about Rome when they first started out, but we know in Corinth, we know in Ephesus, and now we're going to head back to Rome here in a little bit. One of the key factors that they always had is that wherever they lived, they had a house church. The door was always open. People from the community knew this. You look at the verse in Corinthians, it wasn't very long that they got back to Rome. Notice that Paul says, greetings from so-and-so, and he goes on that, by the way, greetings from Aquila and Priscilla who meet in their home. Didn't take long at all, and they reestablished themselves with the house church in Rome, and they began to minister once again. They lived in some cities that were tough. Ephesus was a tough place. It wasn't easy. We know of things that went on in those cities. You know, Ephesus, they worshiped the god of Artemis. And if you remember your Greek god, or Greek gods, it was the god of infertility. And so ritual sex would happen in those places. Ritual orgies would go on in those towns. And people bought into that. That's the town that they ministered in. I can about imagine that it's probably like going to Las Vegas today for us. And you begin to minister to the people of Las Vegas. Right? A sinful city. Rome wasn't much better. But they weren't afraid to go. They'd leave. And they were not afraid to start that house church. Now you might wonder, why did they meet in homes? You know, back then there was not a lot of money. And so house churches were predominantly where the early church got its start because they didn't have money and they weren't organized enough yet to be able to have consistories and the deacons and so on in the church. That would come, but there wasn't enough money to buy property and to build buildings, but they could meet in their own homes. And often that's what they would do. And so that's the kind of place that Aquila and Priscilla provided for people in their community. Let me challenge you with a few more things as we wrap up here this morning. Is your home a place of light? Is it a place of light? Meaning, do you share the love of Christ with people? Do you have people over who need to see and hear the ways of God? You don't always need to speak to them about who God is. You can show them by your actions, the way you interact with each other, the love of God. You know, I truly believe that Priscilla and Aquila, they live by one very faithful saying, bloom where you are planted. Wherever God places you, you are to do ministry in the name of God the Father. We see that in the life of Priscilla and Aquila. So maybe you think, well, why am I here today? Why does God have me in Inwood, Iowa, or Canton, South Dakota, or Dune, or Rock Rabbits, or Larson, wherever it might be? Because that's where he's planted you. Your job now is to bloom, to be like Aquila and Priscilla in ministry. We need to live the same way. And all of God's people said,